You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. "We breathe easily now" is the headline in the Jewish Chronicle, as England's Jewish community shares an enormous sense of relief at the national election outcome. Unlike Israel, Britain's elections yielded a clear result. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who is widely regarded as an anti-Semite, was soundly defeated last week, and the community feels that its security has been restored. A fellow customer at the Rubens kosher restaurant in the centre of London was jubilant. "It proves how good the English are," he said. "They voted against Labour to protect us and to keep us here." If the result had been different, hundreds if not thousands of English Jews were preparing to pack up their homes and move to Israel. Now they feel they can stay. The English Jewish community has a long and proud history. Jews are believed to have first come across in 1066 with William the Conqueror, and although they were expelled in 1290, they gradually returned. By the 17th century, there was a recognisable and recognised Jewish community. Britain's Jews established communities and synagogues, Sephardi and Ashkenazi. Jews rose to the tops of their professions and amassed wealth and prestige. The office of the chief rabbi was established in the 18th century to represent the community to the monarchy and parliament. British Jews also opened institutions of Jewish learning, including a prestigious yeshiva in Gateshead and Jews College in London. And British Jewry founded Limud. In 1980, the first Limud was held for 300 people. It grew each year, reaching attendance of 1,500 in 1998. In 1999, the first Limud outside the UK was also held for 300 people in Sydney, Australia. Now, 40,000 people attend a Limud event somewhere in the world each year. This report comes to you from Limud UK, the Mother Festival, in Birmingham. After a Shabbat for over 1,000, 3,000 people will be joining Limud today, Sunday, to learn together in the world's biggest festival of Jewish learning and culture. Participants come from around the world. "I spent Shabbat with friends from Switzerland, Hungary, the Netherlands, South Africa, Mexico, the United States and Scotland, as well as Britain and Israel." The program has dozens of sessions each hour, presented by hundreds of different teachers, entertainers, enthusiasts and experts. There's also a children's program and a teens program. There will be Hanukkah candle lighting each night, and Israeli superstar Idan Reichel headlines the entertainment. Here are some of the voices of Limud. Itai Flesher, formerly from Melbourne and now resident in Yerushalayim, is here, and he feels that this year's Limud is indeed an historic event. Tell us why.
Thank you, Peter. So as you mentioned in your introduction, the result of the election meant that the news on TV here last night was the vote for Brexit was finally passed for the first time in many years after trying and failing to pass it, which means that this will be the last Limud that will be in Europe for the UK Limuds. Next time this year, Limud will not be part of the European Union. And to me, that makes me sad because I think Limud represents a universalist spirit and a spirit of living without borders. And for me, Brexit is all about creating borders and separating people. And I wonder how Limud will change, but I feel lucky to be a part of this last historic Limud that represents something that is for everyone.
Thanks so much, Itai. Ruth is here from Switzerland. It's her third Limud. Ruth, why do you keep coming back?
I love the atmosphere here at Limud, and I love the learning, all these possibilities to learn from different people.
Thanks. It's so lovely to have that European atmosphere here. But I also have in the room Valerie Green, who comes from right here, the UK. She's a Londoner. And Valerie, what do you love about Limud?
Well, I've been 6 times, and each time it's getting larger, which thrills me to pieces because my parts of our community are shrinking, and it gives you a horrible feeling that maybe the community will shrink too. But here, it's got such a diverse set of interests, and people that come together are so mixed, and I love the atmosphere. It's brilliant.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I also have Nancy Glinter from Winnipeg, Winnipeg in Canada. What's Limoud like for you, Nancy?
This is my first Limoud here in England, and I'm just thrilled to find it almost a Disneyland where everybody is so happy to be here, people of all generations, and everybody seems to be making new friends and getting along so well.
Well, I think that is a true indication of what Limoud is all about. I have also here Joel Haber from Jerusalem. We're colleagues in Jerusalem. He's one of the supporters and the team behind Limoud Yerushalayim, a Limoud addict, I believe, like myself, Joel. And I'd like you to share with us, what do you like about Limoud?
Sure, thanks, Peter. To me, like, Limoud is what I hope is the future of Judaism, because there's so much division within Judaism today, perhaps more so than ever in our history since the destruction of the temple. And I think that when we focus on the things of what type of a Jew are you, or, you know, what label we put on you, that divides us. But here in Limoud, we bring together Jews of all types and all ages, and that allows us to focus on what we have in common, which is that we're Jews, rather than what we have that separates us. And so my hope is that will be the way, the future of Judaism.
So this is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio, not from Jerusalem this year, but perhaps a vision of a future Jerusalem from Limoud in Birmingham in the UK, and wishing all our listeners Chag Urim Sameach, have a happy Hanukkah.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.